Many times people in the devotional will speak about the things that they're going through in their lives. And that's what I want to do this evening, just briefly. What's been going on in my life? Audits. Not fun. Not fun to go through audits. Me as a safety coordinator in my secular work, I have agencies come in and they will review if we have been meeting the regulations, whether it's OSHA, whether it's DOT, whether it is Environmental Protection Agency, and so forth. And many of you work in jobs, probably have oversight of folks that will come in and they'll see if you are meeting the standard. We start when we are in school. We have to study, prepare for exams. We make ready. Why? Because we're going to be put through an examination. Have we attained the standard of knowledge they expect that we would have? There are consequences if we have not attained that standard. We will either pass or fail. In my line of work, and many of you as well, you prepare for whenever these agencies come in, and they will have a standard that we have to meet or that you have to meet. Now, you will either pass or fail upon whether you have met that standard or not. Maybe you would lose your job, maybe you'd lose a bonus, maybe there would be consequences associated with that. When it comes to the end of our lives, when it comes to when Christ comes again, we are preparing in this life, in this veil of soul making, for eternity. We are going to be examined, we're going to stand before God in judgment, for we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ to receive things done in the body, whether it be good or bad. We're going to be held according to a standard. Remember, Jesus said in John 12, verse 48, he said, "He that rejecteth me and receiveth not my words, is one that judgeth him. The word that I have spoken will judge him at the last day." We are preparing in this life for an examination, to stay in the example of my devotional this evening. We're going to stand before God, and he is going to judge us through the Son whether we have met the standard, the standard of God's Word. And we will either pass or fail. We will either hear, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of the Lord." Or we will hear the words, "Depart from me, I never knew you. Depart into the lake of fire prepared for the devil and his angels." We are making preparation right now, and this is a far more important examination, a far more important standard that we must meet to live the Christian life if we have been baptized into Christ, to make preparation for that day when we will stand before God in judgment, whether it is at death or whether the Son returns and renders judgment to those living upon the earth. To the New Testament Christians in the assembly this evening, "You be thou faithful unto death, and we'll receive a crown of life." That's the promise of Christ. Faithful to God's word. Faithful to God's standard. Obey what God has said. For those that have never obeyed the gospel plan of salvation, you need to do that this evening to prepare for that time when you will stand before God in judgment. We are all individually going to stand before God in judgment. I can't answer for you. You can't answer for me. To obey the gospel, this is to believe that Jesus is the Son of God, to repent of the life of sin, to confess the name of Jesus Christ, be baptized in water for the remission of sins. You can do that this evening. And should death seal the lips and chill the form of your mortal body, or should the Lord return in judgment, you'll be ready to stand before God in judgment. Maybe you've obeyed the gospel in time past and you've become unfaithful and you have left the Lord, you have went your own willful way, and you can come back, though this evening, erring child of God, through penitence and prayer. Whatever your need might be, we're going to sing a song of invitation to encourage you, and we encourage you to come forward that we can help you spiritually however you need as we sing.
Sweet are the promises, kind is the word, dearer far than any message man ever heard. Pure was the mind of Christ, sinless I see. He the great example is and pattern for me. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow Jesus every day. List to his loving words, come unto me. Weary, heavy laden, there is sweet rest for thee. Trust in his promises, faithful and sure. Lean upon the Savior, and thy soul is secure. Where he leads, I'll follow, follow all the way. Follow, follow Jesus every day. You're now dismissed to your classes.